Electronics Weekly, processors from Toshiba and Cypress, batteries, IoT and more. Cypress introduces single-chip automotive MCU solution. Cypress Semiconductor Corporation recently announced an addition to its Trevio automotive microcontrollers, MCU. The S6J32Z series can drive graphics on head-up displays or traditional gauges, providing scalability with Cypress's Hyperbus memory interface. The Trevio S6J32Z series features up to 4 MB of embedded flash, 512 KB RAM and 2 MB of video RAM, along with an ARM Cortex-R5 core at 240 MHz performance. The MCUs have up to 2 12-pin Hyperbus memory interfaces, and can use a single Hyperbus interface to connect to 2 memories for firmware over-the-air, FOTA, updates. The series includes a low-voltage differential signaling, LVDS, video output. More information on the Trevio MCU family is available at the product website. NIO Power Systems wins USDO grant for lithium metal battery. NIO Power Systems Incorporated recently announced received a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy for its power chip battery through the Small Business Vouchers Pilot Program. The NIO Power Chip battery is designed to bring batteries into the microchip era through the same manufacturing technologies that made television sets, cell phones, laptops and a variety of devices compact, high performance and low cost. While initially targeted for consumer-oriented applications, the battery technology could be used for automotive and defense applications as well. For more information, visit the NIO Power Systems website. Gridby utilizes Synopsys DesignWare ARC processor for IoT applications. Gridby Communications has announced that it will be using Synopsys DesignWare ARC EM6 processor for its integrated IoT secure wireless communications solutions. Gridby Communications develops plug-and-play wireless communication technologies for smart devices in industrial environments, including system-on-chip, SoC, components. The solution is based on medium and long-range radio frequency technology, IEEE 802. 15.4 grams SUN with both FSK and OFDM modulation, to enable communication with the machine's network and a mesh network infrastructure. DesignWare ARCM processors utilize a 32-bit ARCV2 instruction set architecture, ISA, and Synopsys Embark open software platform gives ARCM software developers online access to a suite of open source software that eases the development of code for IoT and other embedded applications. To learn more, visit Gridby and Synopsys product websites. Mountain RF Sensors Incorporated announced MTRF-5610 GPS disciplined 1 MHz frequency reference. Mountain RF Sensors, MTRF, has announced the MTRF-5610 GPS disciplined 10 MHz frequency reference. The MTRF-5610 has 8 outputs at 10 MHz, with time information also available via a serial output. The serial output support a 1 PPS mode and MIA0183. In the event of loss of GPS signal, the unit will continue to operate as an OXO until the GPS signal is restored. The 1 PPS signal is accurate to plus minus 35 ns to UTKR ms. The 10 MHz output has a noise floor of minus 155 dBc. Holdover stability is plus minus 10 ns over 24 hours. The MTRF-5610 is designed for an operational temperature range of 20 C to plus 60 C. The MTRF-5610 is available in a 8.66 inches by 6.50 inches by 2.03 inches modular 1U, 19-inch rack mount enclosure and operates from 90 to 250 VAC line power. For additional information, visit the company's website. Toshiba adds full HD video processor to lineup of products for high-resolution automotive panels. Toshiba America Electronic Components Incorporated, TAEC, has launched the TC90175XBG, providing support for full high-definition, HD, panels with 1920 by 1080 pixel resolution, with a built-in picture improver circuit that delivers contrast quality superior to that of Toshiba's earlier products. The Toshiba TC90175XBG's pin layout is compatible with the TC90195XBG, launched earlier this year, which supports composition of 2 pictures in a single display, with a reduced frame memory. Users can select the IC they require for their application. Like the TC90195XBG, the TC90175XBG processor can output two digital video signals to two panels from two different input signals, and the picture separation function can split one input signal into two and output them independently to two panels, at resolutions including 1920 by 1080, LVDS output, and 1366 by 768, LVTTL output. The processor also features a 10-bit AD converter, timing controller and 1.2 volts, 3.3 V power supply. Sample shipments of the TC90175XBG automotive video processor have already begun. Mass production is scheduled to begin in the first half of 2017. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.